Legal Tech. As of June 2020, the most notable public failure of a legal tech company is Atrium, a company founded by Justin Kan, a former co-founder of Twitch, which was acquired by Amazon for nearly $1 billion. The principal objective of Atrium was to use artificial intelligence to create a more efficient legal services delivery platform than a so-called traditional law firm. However, the critical issues attributed to the failure of Atrium included client feedback that the service delivery was not as good, and the lack of personal service meant being unable to identify who the actual advisors were. This legal tech experiment reportedly cost approximately $75 million in startup funds, but was shut down in a seemingly planned manner to limit the losses of investors. The legal services industry is therefore, so far, a difficult market to disrupt with all-encompassing artificial intelligence and embedded practices and complexities acting as expensive encumbrances to the introduction of new systems testing optimization levels. Of course, whilst writing this in 2020, the next few years and certainly the next decade will, on past historical performance, provide radical advances and changes to the legal services community. Legal tech is so far not a panacea for the inefficiencies and weaknesses of legal services delivery systems. However, the valuable time and resource saving and risk management and reduction tools have no doubt improved the lives of practitioners and those they serve in society. A balanced implementation of these tools, alongside principled and ethical developed systems, taking into account cost-benefit analyses, is instrumental in assessing the degree to which tech will be integrated into public and private sector institutions for the foreseeable future.